Hello, everybody, indeed. Welcome to Metanorn's Mini Talk on Space Dandy for episode 11. I'm Never Remembering You, Baby. I'm J-Ro, joined by Fushizzle.
Hey, what's up?
And Overcool.
Hello.
And let's talk about what some might call a memorable episode or an episode they'd rather not remember. Who knows?
Right, I think the other way around. I don't remember this one.
I want to open the box so I forget.
Uh-huh. All right, so the episode starts off with Dandy and Co. at the Alien Registration Center trying to get a new species registered, but he presents a box to Scarlet, and if you open it, you're going to lose your memory. So after a struggle, the box drops, and there's the box opens. There's a book in there called Mystery of the Cosmos for Dummies, and then that's what spurs on the rest of the episode, as we see on one side, Jell, who is a gifted scientist, trying to figure out some formulas. B has to take command meanwhile, and we see Dandy go on an adventure in a planet that is a library.
Yeah, it was kind of funny watching B just take over. He's better, I think, in my opinion, a better leader than the other guy, because he mm-hmm. gets things somewhat done. I mean, there's a shot where he actually catches Dandy, but they get away somehow. And yeah, and I didn't know the other guy was a scientist. I'm like, whoa, this is this is interesting.
Yeah, and B, his assistant, looked more capable than a few episodes ago, where we saw him spinning the vinyl and shooting missiles off for no reason.
I think it's interesting that Jell is the scientist, because, like Quash said, I didn't expect it, because B's the one walking around in a lab coat, so you just kind of expect the lackey's the one that does all the science, but turns out the giant monkey is the super smart one.
Yeah, and then Perry has his problem with checking out the library book. Just, like, everything's flip-flopped between the three of them. You think the commander would be the one doing the ordering around, getting things done, but nope.
Yeah, and the roles are reversed, and both are better at the opposite role than what they look, it seems. So we flash back throughout the episode, and we see a battle between Dandy and the Gogol Empire. And, you know, Dandy and crew in the Aloha, they kind of look badass in this situation, turning around, firing the big Aloha beam, taking on the whole Gogol Empire by yourselves, and then transporting out of battle.
Yeah, that was kind of funny, like you said. They actually, you know, they do a bunch of damage to the other empire. It's like, and even B's just like, are they nuts going against the whole entire empire? Like, yeah, Death Dandy for you.
I think it's one of the first times they actually fight, too, instead of just running away or conveniently not being there because they warped.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then where they warped to was that library planet, and there, also in the scene with the battle, the color leaves, there's no color in the rest of this episode, for the most part, until the very end, but mostly black and white as they're in this library planet, and QT sees delicious data and eating it up, and you know, it's like, really, is it that good? And it's like, no, you wouldn't know anything about data.
That was
I guess it's kind of, because a book's basically black and white, so I guess that's the theme they're going for. That, mm-hmm. you know, like, let's just get all the color out and just put black and white and put them in a library. And I almost want to say it was a little bit lazy, but I guess it's for artistic style, I guess, I wanted to go for.
Yeah, I think it did look nice for the most part. Mm-hmm. I was looking forward to it when I saw the preview picture that you posted. I kind of like that style. Right. And then they come to the book, The Mystery of the Cosmos, and turns out she's pretty, you know, you could say she's kind of very powerful. The only thing is she just can't move around by herself, and then the book blushes, and that was adorable for no reason. Blushing, know, right? Book.
Anime's done everything now, from, like, you know, ships that are alive to books.
They always managed to put a cute girl in there. They made the dog a girl.
Yeah, they did.
One episode, now they make the book a girl. They can't go without having inanimate objects or strange animals.
Be adorable.
Right, that's true. And they did the zombies. You had the zombie fridge and throwing microwaves.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and thing that I skipped over was that Dandy helped, in some way, helped Jill figure out the missing piece of the formula by basically drawing boobs on that ticket thing.
Right, the bookmark thing.
It's what he'd been missing all along.
And he's like, putting his face against the crane here, and he's like, I found it, the missing piece. I'm like, oh my god, of course it would be.
Yeah, and then we see all the information being written into the blank pages of the book, and they, of course, they're not able to remember. That was also an interesting thing when Dandy was talking about being or losing memories that Scarlet went, well, how would you be able to remember that you might forget this?
If you open the box, mind-blowing moment. Yeah, exactly. Like, whoa, that's pretty deep.
And then we cut to the ending where we get our color back, and then we see that inside the box is a VCR and a VCR tape, and there you watch it and you forget. And then it shows that there was some raging war with VCR tapes and cassettes and floppy disks and CDs, and then the episode ends. And I thought that was kind of just a strange ending note to leave it on.
To be honest, that lost me a bit too, because it really didn't have that much to do with the actual episode.
Mm-hmm.
It felt almost tacked on, like, oh, by the way, this thing that we will never explain ever, because Space Dandy episodes never expand on each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or maybe it's just trying to be, like, super deep, like, we should go back to reading books instead of relying on tech. I don't know. It seems weird. Yeah, Dandy, that ending just didn't make any sense.
Dandy has had a couple episodes where they've ended, and my response to the ending is, what? Like, sometimes, I don't know if I'm necessarily feeling like they're missing, but they're just ending it on a strange note. So overall, yeah. Fosh, you were saying before the air that you weren't quite a fan of this episode.
Yeah, not really. It was just, a lot of people I've talked to are kind of hyping it up as, like, the best episode. They revealed a lot, but they really didn't really reveal much. We still don't know why Dandy can teleport. We still don't know why he does what he does and how he gets away all the time. So it's in the formula, we still don't know that. Like, what's the answer?
You'll die if you know.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Overcool.
I pretty much share similar sentiments. Like, I thought it was an all right episode, but definitely not the best. Like, I guess it's because it tried to tackle what could have been a really cool concept if it went a little longer. Like, the thought of running into an alien that can erase your memories if you see it, but you can kind of get around it by putting it in a box. Like, I thought that would have been kind of cool, and you can kind of turn it into a time loop where you keep capturing it and opening the box and capturing it and opening the box.
Mm-hmm.
But it kind of didn't really flesh out the way I wanted it to, so
I would
it ended
say,
up being a bit lackluster.
I would say time has been kind of the theme so far, the last two, three episodes. So they're definitely hinting at what the answer really is. So it's got to be something with dealing with time.
Yeah,
and the book did mention it was with him for 6 months, so who knows? It could have been throughout the whole entire episode up to this point.
I was especially thinking that when Jill figured out about Dandy and our discussion in past episodes about the alternate universes and how episodes sort of are unique and there's no carryover. I went to you both first because I feel like I lean a little bit more positive toward this episode. I enjoyed the visual style of most of the episode, even with that Gogol ship that looked really poorly animated. Did look lazy, but elsewise, I like that visual style. And this, I do agree with Overcool that I think this, if there were, the story maybe could have been a bit more fleshed out, but for what there was, I thought it was pretty entertaining. And combined the usual bit of Dandy humor that I enjoyed with a fairly interesting story.
Right, that's true.
All right, so that has been our mini talk for episode 11. Thanks for listening. For Fosh and Overcooled, I'm Jero, and we'll see you for episode 12, baby.